USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's finally a plan in place for the Grand Princess cruise ship, which has been circling off the coast of California. The ship will dock in Oakland, and passengers from the U.S. will be transferred to military bases to get screened and possibly quarantined for up to 2 weeks. 34 passengers from the state of Georgia will be heading to Dobbins Air Base in Marietta, along with other passengers who live along the East Coast. President Trump asked in Florida about whether or not he will continue to hold campaign rallies.
Are you concerned that the virus is getting close to the White House?
No, I'm not concerned at all. No, I'm not.
And a person attending CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference being treated for coronavirus in New Jersey, the person reportedly did not have any contact with President Trump or the Vice President, who both spoke at the event in National Harbor, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
To the 2020 campaign trail now, where another former Democratic White House candidate endorsing Joe Biden. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
California Senator Kamala Harris throwing her support behind the former vice president in a video posted on Sunday morning.
We need a leader who really does care about the people and who can therefore unify the people, and I believe Joe can do that.
Harris saying she'll join Biden for a Monday rally in Detroit. Her endorsement of the former VP comes about a week after candidates Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg publicly came out in support of Biden. I'm Chris Barnes.
And next up for the Democrats, primaries Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders will be fighting it out for the 352 delegates up for grabs in six states: Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's Women's History Month, and now Time Magazine mixing it up as editors salute the most influential women of the last 100 years. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
Time Magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement for many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Jussie Smollett back in the news as his legal troubles mount. The actor claimed he was the victim of a racial attack in Chicago, but it was all bogus, staged by the actor himself. USA Radio's Wendy King on the very latest out of the Illinois courts.
The Illinois Supreme Court has rejected actor Jussie Smollett's request to dismiss a case in which he's accused of falsely reporting that he was a victim of a racist and homophobic attack near his Chicago home. The court on Friday also refused to remove a special prosecutor who filed the charges. Smollett pleaded not guilty last month to a six-count grand jury indictment in the case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.